Well, hello out there, and welcome to WJBM Studio in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. And today we have the Spotlight Show, and the spotlight today is on a good friend of mine who's also in the same business as we are, and that is Nick Darr from WBGZ. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we go back a little bit.
We do, yeah.
You and I, and you've been nice enough since I've acquired WJBM. You know, I always, Nick, got a question. How about this?
Sometimes I even had an answer, I hope.
And Nick, you're living in Jersey County.
I live in Jersey County. My kids go to Jerseyville, or the one kid I have in school now goes to Jerseyville Middle School. So, yeah, we're Jersey County residents. That's right.
Super. So how far away are you from, like from here? How far away? And then
we're
15
minutes from Jerseyville. We're pretty much smack dab in the middle of Godfrey and Jerseyville. So
not a bad place to be.
Right. Yeah. So if we're thinking about which grocery store are we going to, you know, we've got a coin flip basically, but I usually do go to Jerseyville. So.
So where'd you grow up high school wise?
I went to East Alton Wood River High School. So born and raised in East Alton. So,
and you're married. So did you meet your wife in high school?
We did go to the same high school.
You look the type. Yeah. You look the type.
I do. I don't know what that means.
Well, yeah. You know, you're a good looking guy, and you know, you got hooked up with a good looking girl, and it was all over. It was all
kind of, although we didn't start dating until our senior years in college. So, we weren't high school sweethearts or anything like that. We were good friends, but actually, I first met her in second grade. Our dads worked together and
in the radio business.
No, at Ori Brothers, which was a company on the river that they serviced barges that came through. And we had a cabin up by the Glades, 12 Mile Island area, and they came up there, and I really didn't want anything to do with her at that point. But I don't know, about 1999, we were good friends in high school.
Yeah.
Finally started dating in college.
Well, what happened, son?
something
happened. What
we had to see what we didn't want first, I guess. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've been married 23 years. So.
And still ticking.
Still ticking.
And how many children?
Four kids.
Four children.
Yeah.
So. And you're not Amish. You're not
that. No, not that.
Four is a big number today.
I thought four was a big number, too. She had always envisioned four, but I was like, "Sure, two."
I was thinking two, and I was happy with two.
Right,
but Brenda figured that I needed two more, and I got two more boys, so it was two pair.
That's kind of how it happened for us. So we went boy, girl. So and took a little break. We have a 23-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 12-year-old. So
wow,
a little gap in between.
Fun.
Yeah.
Hey, so you got East Alton, then where'd you go to college?
I went to Illinois College in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Majored in
a lot of people I'm talking to lately from Illinois College.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of people from around here that went there.
And thanks to my tuition, they've made a lot of improvements up there to the college. So, but no, it was a great experience going up there. I think a lot of people go there for the experience of being away, but not too far away. And that was kind of,
it's a nice campus,
an hour and a half away at the most. So it's nice campus and nice little town. So
I had two of my nephews and one of my niece went there. They had a good time.
So I still go up there on probably a couple times a year and visit with some old friends. So
not far.
Yeah, right. You know? Yep.
Well, then what? What happened?
So I graduated college in 99.
In what?
In mass communications.
Well, stayed on track.
Yep. And so I didn't really know what exactly I was going to do. I thought I wanted to work at my local hometown radio station, which was WBGZ, because when I was a kid, that's where you tuned to for school closings and all our high school games were on there. Uh-huh. So I thought surely this little station in Alton could probably use my services as a great mass comm major. So I kept sending them resume, and I'd stop by and, I just stayed
persistent.
You were working
it.
Yeah, I was. And finally they said, kid, if you'll come in and do news every Saturday and Sunday at 4 a.m., you can have a job here. So
I'll be darned.
That's how I started.
You got that great a shift right off the bat.
Right off the bat. As a 21-year-old kid, 22 years old, I guess, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning was not exactly when I wanted to be working on the weekends, but
I bet you came
kept me out of trouble probably, yeah, Chris.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun.
At least on the weekends.
So how did you break into the day shift or what happened next?
So I stayed working the part-time job. I was substitute teaching, went back and worked on my master's, actually got a job in marketing at an insurance restoration company in St. Louis. And the insurance restoration company was making some cutbacks, laying some people off. And funny, the guy that my boss took me to lunch. And it was like a week where everybody he took to lunch came back from lunch and cleaned out their stuff.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, one of those lunches. So I knew when he asked me to go to lunch that I was about done. But on the way back, I had actually talked him into keeping my job. I told him, I said, listen, it started off in marketing, but I ended up in collections. So, I told him, I said, listen, I needed a job. I had a kid, a young baby at the time. And I said, I'll work for commission. So whatever I collect, you just pay me a commission on that. You don't have to pay me a salary. And he loved that idea. So I had talked my way out of it, on the way back from lunch. So that was really kind of my start in sales, I guess.
Okay.
And I got back to the office and the owner of the radio station called me and said, hey, we've got a job opening to come in advertising sales at the station full time. And I went in, I said, hey, never mind about that commission thing on the collections. I got another gig lined up. I'm going to go take it.
Good for you.
So that's how I ended up full time at the radio station on the sales side. Kept doing news on a somewhat regular basis. I've always done sports for the radio station. That was kind of my passion.
Uh-huh.
Was really, if you'd asked me in high school and college, what are you going to do with your life? I would have said, I'm going to be a sports broadcaster and I'll do play-by-play. And that's what I wanted to do. So I always got the opportunity to do that, kept doing that. But sold advertising for the station from 2003 to 2009, became sales manager and really enjoyed that side of it. And actually had a client that worked for Edward Jones. He was an Edward Jones financial advisor.
Yeah.
And he just happened to come in one day and said, hey, are you happy doing what you're doing? And he must have caught me on the right day or something, because eventually he started talking to me about the opportunity to be a financial advisor with Edward Jones. I ended up doing that for 6 years.
Really?
Had my own office for 2 years,
uh-huh.
Which was coincidentally enough, right next door to the radio station.
Oh, boy.
I left on good terms, fortunately. I just really had that entrepreneurial spirit, though. I wanted to start my own business. And, you know, the owner and I, Sam Stem, had talked about the possibility of that, but I just didn't see it happening as fast as I wanted it to happen.
Right.
So Edward Jones gave me the opportunity to kind of start my own business without the risk and the investment of doing mm-hmm. that. So, and that was really a great learning ground for me
mm-hmm.
To go really learn how a big company does some things and be able to, you know, borrow some ideas from them that we still use at their radio station today. And I worked at the home office for 4 years. And then fast forward to the end of that, the owner called me and said, hey, I'm thinking about stepping down from running the day-to-day operations of being general manager of the Big Z. Would you like to come back and take that position? So that's how I, and
how
I said,
how
yes.
long have you been doing that?
So I just saw on LinkedIn, which I go on about every month, I guess, that I just celebrated my 9-year anniversary.
Okay.
I think. So 2015.
Yeah, you've been doing it a while.
Was when I came back. And then came back as general manager in 2015. And then my wife and I purchased it last June. So we've been owners for a year and a few months now. So
you like better being owner or working?
You know, I was so fortunate. I really can't give Sam enough credit for how he let me do things as general manager.
Okay.
He really let me do it how I wanted to do it. He did not meddle. He really trusted me to run the station and stayed back. He would give me advice and he still does. But nothing really changed for us when I became owner. My day-to-day job stayed exactly the same. A little more risk, but I mean, you talk about knowing what you're getting into.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into.
Haven't run it for 7 years, so.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well work and make money
for yourself
versus making it for someone else, if you think you can, anyway. You
know? I was thinking about that the other day. You know, the beauty of owning a business is it's kind of like owning a house versus when you're an employee, you're just renting. Like, there's no, other than your 401k or
whatever. Well, it's better than owning a house, right?
Right,
because
Well,
owning a house, you own the house, you live there, but you don't make any income off of it. That's
right.
The nice thing about a business is that the harder you work it, the more you may be able to make on it, you know, if you use your own mind on it and use your own imagination.
And that's really what I love about it.
Yeah,
is,
I do too.
Man, trying to solve that puzzle every day of how can we do it better? How can we better serve our clients, our audience, our employees? That's just, that continually drives me. There's days where you don't love it, but for the most part, it's like, that's exciting to me still of trying to solve that puzzle.
Of all the businesses I've been in, you know, and we actually closed in March, but I've been hanging around there since the November before.
Right.
I've never been in a business that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is so much fun. I mean, you work and you got deadlines, but it's not really that mental. I mean, it's fun things, you know, trying to help people make money,
right.
You know, and trying to entertain,
And, you know, I told my, a couple of my kids, I said, listen, I know most people don't set out thinking sales is the place for me, but I'll tell you, one of the best things about advertising sales in radio was I've learned so much about so many businesses because you've got to get to understand, you know, how they are effective. Like how do you help a restaurant make money? Like what are important things there?
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Nick Dar, owner and operator of WBGZ. And hey, we're talking radio, so listen on up.
So you've only been in it since March. You already got that radio voice down, man, and the segues. It's beautiful.
I don't know. Like I said, I've been having fun with it, you know, and I've had, you know, Craig's great. I got Brian Hensley working for me, which he worked for you too.
Right.
You know, I think everybody just, they love the
radio.
He's
probably much happier now.
But, hey, I told him you had to take that picture of you with the darts in it off the wall.
Off the wall. Nick's coming in tomorrow. You got to take that down. You can put it back up on Wednesday.
Yes, it's been a fun, it's a fun business. It's really fun. It's a lot different than, doing roofs.
also I think the impact that we get to have every day too. Yeah, Sam's philosophy was always just, we're here to serve the community. Like that's our motto. And I've just kept that. Like that's what we're here to do is to serve our community. With, you know, whether that's serving small businesses by helping them promote their business or whether that's providing, you know, local news information. You guys do a lot of local sports play-by-play, which we do as well. I hope that's something that, I mean, it's really upon, on us to continue that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know what we're doing, right? We're covering every Carrollton game, every Calhoun game, every Jerseyville game.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and the ones when they're playing the same time, we're doing that roundup where we call all three.
Nice.
We have three big screens in the studio. Craig's doing the calling, you know, he's Hall of Famer.
Right. Yeah, he is. Yeah. We both have Hall of Fame sports directors on our, on our team. So that's,
we
awesome.
Can pick them.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have reporters at the game, and then we have, Michael and I, and, maybe another, you know, maybe Greg Brown are in studio with Craig and we help him.
Yeah.
You know,
that's fun, and, isn't it? I mean, that's an exciting Friday night, right?
We have a blast.
Yeah.
You know, so, hey, before we go, you and I made a quick list.
Why radio
over,
if you're not going to shamelessly self-promote yourself, then what are we even doing here, right?
Pandora, Spotify, you got all those, you know, a lot of people like, I used to listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And I thought they were really good. But there are some drawbacks.
Sure, right. Well, you know, one thing, we were really, I don't think we were necessarily smart, but fortunate that, especially on the local news side of things, that's not an area where Pandora or SiriusXM are going to come in and compete with you. Like, they're not going to be talking about the Jersey County Fair or what Jerseyville did in golf last night or whatever, like Craig's going to talk about. They're not going to be, you know, talking about things that are really relevant to your community.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, vitally important, I think, especially to small communities like the ones we serve, that
people can stay in touch.
Yeah.
You know, you not only get the local news and local stuff that's going on.
Right.
I mean, you know, like me, the older I get, I need reminded.
Sure,
you know? And,
right.
And that, I listen to the radio, of course, a lot, and I get reminded of things, and I go, oh, Brenda, hey, we need to go to this. This is coming up, you know?
Right.
Or yeah. At least to go there for a couple hours and you just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yep. What's the other thing? What's number two on the list?
Two on the list is instant response. No, I'm sorry. It's easy to listen to. It's free. We didn't mention free, Chris. It's absolutely free to listen to. So
free. We don't charge a thing.
And I'm still amazed by the technology of it.
Yeah.
How easy it is to listen to. Like, we can broadcast a signal out. And the technology is, though it's 100 years old, is as good or better than anything that's been invented since.
I know. It is great. And here's the thing, too, to remember, if we would suffer the hurricanes and tornadoes and things that a lot of the country has right. suffered in the last year, okay,
mm-hmm.
here's the cool thing about radio. They can take out the electricity, all right? Now your phones don't work,
right?
You know, or your TVs don't work. Nothing works. You don't have electricity, you know, or maybe your battery's only lost so long. However, with radio, you and I both know this, we can still broadcast with generators, which I admit I am in the market of getting a new generator to replace the old ones here.
Right.
But we can still, if they took out our tower, we could still go across the AM signal by stretching a wire the right. correct link.
And we'll be there. I mean, we'll be the ones, the wildfires in Maui were a great example of AM radio really being the only way people were getting information about yeah. where to go and what to do.
Where to go, where not to go, where right, to get yeah. water, where to get food, where to get shelter. You know, just letting people know that, hey, I'm alive, you know,
right.
wherever yeah. I'm at. You know, yeah. I mean, it's a big deal. I'll say, what else we got here? No screen.
You don't have to look at a screen. You can just turn it on in the background. How many times have you been working in your garage or, you know, whatever you might be doing with the radio
you can't
station
get any,
on,
you so. Cannot get anything else done with the screen in front of you.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
it. That's right. all you can do.
Whereas radio, you can flip it on and do just about anything.
You can flip. So. You can flip pancakes.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can do work in your shop, play with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, do things for your wife, you know, that she needs done.
That's a good advice for both of us.
Yes. How about we can stream today?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's not necessarily as much about the delivery platform as the content that we're providing, though. Like, it's...
But streaming's nice when they get out of the area.
It absolutely is. I mean...
Or if you go on vacation.
You know, one thing, when Sam was the owner before we could stream... Going out of town was a challenging thing for him because he couldn't listen to the radio station. So
yeah,
but now I have no problem. I can fix most problems at the radio station from my computer or my phone, and I can listen to it all the time. So
well, I can't,
it's great.
But Michael can.
You know, you can make a phone call. You're smarter than me. You got somebody to do it for you.
Without him, there's no way I can do this. Like, yeah, I would say this, and because it's true. You know, we say true things.
That's
know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not.
It's not fake
not
news.
Fake news.
Not fake
this
news.
This is not fake news.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, I don't know that much at all about computers. Craig, Brian, Jen was here. These guys knew just enough to be dangerous. Right.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. But, just how to break stuff, basically. Right. So.
And they know it, and they'll confess up to it. But when Michael came to work, you know, he's an electrical engineer. He's 27 years old. He's as smart as can be.
Right.
Right. Knows everything techie inside out and backwards. He was like, when he'd walk in the room, he was like the first grade teacher coming into the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right. over here. You know, and he said, hey, Mike, when you get a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so my anyway. Email's not working again. Yeah, it's like, you got to hit this button. So
anyway, let's see. Oh, target market.
Yeah. I mean, when you advertise on your station or my station, you're going to be talking to exactly the people you need to be talking to. Like, they're not... If somebody's buying a car here in Jerseyville, they're going to buy it more than likely from a dealership that's within your listening range. So you're not spending money to reach people that have very small chance of ever doing business with you. You're reaching the right people to come do business with you.
You know, and the thing that I think is really cool about the small station versus the St. Louis station,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right?
You can listen to St. Louis station, of course. They don't have any concern about you. You
right.
know, for the most part, it's nothing going on about where you live. And that's really nice to zero in, you know?
Well, no, and the St. Louis stations too. I won't single out St. Louis. We're pretty fortunate. They do some pretty good
for
stuff.
Sure, for
but
sure.
Let's just say big market stations versus small market stations like ours. You've got local people here working at your station that are on the mic. So do we. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, especially a lot of the big markets, it's all jukebox kind of syndicated stuff. It's not, I mean, they've really stripped it down to where it's not really local radio anymore.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we've tried to,
well, you know,
make it local.
And I think with advertising locally, okay. And whether you're advertising or you're putting on a show or you're delivering a message, all right. Could be something on the lines of a show with you're talking or podcasting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do on radio, we get instant response, you know?
Yeah.
And we can, you know, whether it's good or not.
Right.
Because so many people right around you are listening.
Right.
You know?
You know, just the last quick thing on advertising from a radio standpoint and why I think it's so effective as a medium still. You know, we talk about really three keys to any ad campaign, whether you're doing it on TV or radio or newspaper or whatever it might be. Reach, frequency, and a motivating message. So we know we've got, both our stations have a lot of listeners in our community. So we have no problem in that area of reaching enough people to be effective. Where we really, I think the two areas where we tend to stand out are the repetition area. Like, you can just get so much more cost-effective repetition on radio than any other advertising medium.
Right.
Like, you can run a 6-out-a-day, 7-day-a-week schedule for a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you need to do in advertising, is continue to hammer home your message.
To your market.
Right.
You know?
And then the motivating message part, we know your business. Chances are that if you're an advertiser with us, we've probably done business with you before.
Yeah.
So we know why people should do business with you.
How long have you guys been connected there for?
I mean, our station started in 1948 there, so
yeah,
a while.
Been around for a while. Well, you're a little ahead. We're 1960, I think that's when WJBM cooked up.
But hey, hopefully hundreds of years to come, right? So,
well, Nick, it's been a lot of fun.
It has
I hope
been.
Listeners were really bored with this radio talk. We got it. But anyway, thanks for coming in. I'll see you again. Thanks for all the help to me that you've done here at the station.
I'm just excited. I'm excited you bought it, and best of luck to you in the future.
Oh yeah. Thanks, buddy.